Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is indeed the broadcast for February 28th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant. The solution to the problems we face, we reject revolution and stand for restoration of the greatest, freest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show.
It's time for all Americans to get off of welfare and get back to work. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You are going to love it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is a principle that America has stood for from the very beginning. They learned very quickly that socialism, fascism, government intervention or force doesn't work. And, I don't care what you think about Donald. When he's right on principles, we're going to bring those issues to the forefront. That's just how we roll. Trump also uses his CPAC speech to attack the media as an enemy of the people. Now, headline for the New York Times, phrase with a venomous past now rattles American politics. They're trying to act like Donald Trump's statement about the media, saying the media is the enemy of the people, is some kind of a communist agenda that dates back to the French Revolution and to Stalin and some of these guys. I disagree with that assessment. I disagree with this idea that anybody or anything anybody says can be tied back to some agenda-driven, you know, it's bogus. But that's how the New York Times manipulates the truth, huh? We also talked about CPAC, climate change / global warming, is one of the greatest scientific scandals in history. Boy, is that spot on. Tom Perez got elected as the Democratic National Committee chair. He says he's going to take on Donald Trump at every turn. The Democrats are going to be Donald's worst nightmare. Sounds like they want to stand up for the president, duly elected of the United States, doesn't it? Huh. Are they acting like Trump's an enemy of the people? Just wondering. It looks like Utah's Senate defeated H.J.R. 3. Great news, by the way. No con for Utah. Trump revokes Obama guidelines on transgender bathrooms. Good for Donald. He's done a lot of good. Congress just needs to catch up. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we had our guest on, Mr. Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, doing a great job. We talked about the devilish nature of minimum wage laws. We talked about health care repeal. We talked about lower taxes. We talked about the silence of the lambs, Congress, Ann Coulter writes. Great article by Ann. And we basically talked about, hey, the Republicans better get rolling on a conservative agenda, dismantling socialism, getting rid of government expenditures that exceed income. We need to reduce the size and scope and expenditures of government at every turn. And if the Republicans don't get on it now, I'm telling you, they don't even have months left. They've got weeks to get their act together and deliver. Or I'm telling you right now, they will lose their majorities. They will absolutely get railroaded, sidelined, and never get their job done. That's a recap of yesterday's broadcast, available at LibertyRoundtable.com and on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. For award-winning talk radio 24/7, libertynewsradio.com. For incredible news, libertynewsdaily.com. Check them out today. You want to get involved in an incredible opportunity to free the innocents in prison? TheFreedomCoalition.com gets that done. You want to participate as a business in the greatest way to restore America? Give me libertyfund.com. Man, we got more websites than we could shake a stick at, I guess. All right, welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Cosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. You want to talk about Gonzaga, huh?
Well, I thought that was noteworthy over the you know, past weekend, there was a number one ranked team. They had been number one for like four. This is in college basketball, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. But they had been number one for the past 4 weeks with a 29-0 record. You know, seemingly basically undefeatable, if you will. And they, you know, hometown basketball team went into their court, you know, with basically what they call the kennel, with pretty much a 20-point underdog went in there, and, well, they beat them. And, you know, it, when I looked at the game, of course, I enjoyed, because I am a BYU Cougar fan, but I also enjoyed the whole idea of, you know, it. Sometimes we get told, hey, man, there's just no chance of you winning. There's no chance of you, for example, freeing the innocents. I mean, there's just no way. The government bureaucracy is just way too big and all that kind of stuff. And yet, there's a chance. It's kind of like the whole David and Goliath thing, you know, Sam. There's a chance if we try. And this team tried, and they did. Bring down Goliath right there in the kennel. And now there's, well, not an undefeated basketball team in the college ranks once again. So I thought it was worth mentioning. And so that's my take on it.
Yeah, and it's amazing in America today how we have this defeatist attitude about who we are. You know, it's like, hey, the tyrannical thugs, the globalists, the elites, the whatever you want to call them, the one-worlders, the bankers, the whatever, you know, the Catholics, the Mormons, the Jews, the whoever you want to blame it on, right? Man, they've got it all sewed up. There's nothing left to chance. I'm telling you right now, it's over. There's nothing we can do about it. Okay, and I reject this whole narrative. Okay, I get that we live in a very difficult world. I get that we live in what they call, what, perilous times. I get that. But I also get that, you know what? Good things do happen. Winners do win. Blessings are available. God does care. Good does succeed. And I'm not going to accept this attitude that we can never win. You know, there's nothing you can do. We always lose. You know, and what'll happen is I'll bring up a win, and then somebody will say, well, in that win, Sam, we still lost. So I'll say, you know, hey, like, for example, Nick Finch, you know, he won. He, well, no, Sam, he really lost because it cost him a bunch of money, cost him a bunch of time. He spent some time in jail, and now he's not even sheriff. He lost. And my response is, that's not true. You win some battles, and you lose some battles. Did he lose some battles? Yes. Would he have lost if the American people would have stood up a little more, a little taller? No. But see, it's all about focusing on the good, Kurt. And what, accentuating the positive might be the term I'd use. Okay, I'm not denying that the negative exists. But I am going to say I'm not going to wallow in the negative. I'm not going to run around with a defeatist attitude. I'm not going to run around with a attitude that we've been conquered. I'm going to do the best I can to influence the wins that we can get. And if enough of us would do more of that, we'd have more wins. Okay, nobody thought Donald Trump would win either. And then somebody will say, Sam, well, it wasn't really a win. You know, Donald's really not one of us anyways. And so, fine, say what you want. But the fact is, Barack moved forward and won with his agenda for bathrooms. Okay, the transgender bathroom. But you know what? Who is winning now? Donald Trump's agenda got gutted by, I'm sorry, Barack's agenda got gutted by Donald Trump. Now it's up to you and I to put pressure on the Congress. Okay? I'll give you an example, a quick example of winning that I think is important. You know, a lot of people say, you know, there's nothing you can do. Your kids are in government school. They're going to be taught socialist principles. Therefore, we're just socialist. My response is, you know what? I've got 8 children, and I haven't put a single one of them in government school ever. Never. My wife and I don't believe in it, and we're not doing it, and we didn't put our kids in there. So, you know, single-handedly, if you take the totality of our children that have gone to government school, it's well over $1 million of savings to the taxpayers. Furthermore, my children are not subjected to that socialism agenda. My children have been in homeschool and private school their whole lives. They pray. They openly discuss God's laws and his love and his guidance and what we need to do to qualify for the sacred principles of liberty and the blessings that flow therefrom. Okay, I'm not going to accept the negative narrative. Not going to do it, folks. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. This is Solutions Radio. And yeah, number one, Gonzaga's got beat by Brigham Young University or BYU, the Cougars. Everybody did not expect it, but it was a good thing and people were happy about it. There are wins, folks. Are you going to help engineer more of them? Are you going to help us get that done? We pray the answer is yes.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. I think it was yesterday or maybe the day before I went off on global warming and their big lies related to this. And it's fascinating how they say Donald Trump says the media is the enemy of the people. And that's a communist term for the French Revolution and from Stalin and et cetera. And, well, do we know if Donald really knows he's using that divisive term? And, wow, maybe Donald's a communist is the inference. And, man, we got to embrace democracy, which is the lie of the New York Times. Nevertheless, I mentioned that global warming is kind of the same. They're hostile. They're evil. If you don't believe in the global warming lie or the climate change government manipulation, then you know what? They're acting like you're the enemy of the people. And it's amazing. It doesn't even take 24 hours since we covered that to prove the point. Mainstream press. Chris White writes the article. Headline says this. Bill Nye, You know, that's the science guy, if you didn't know. Bill Nye, the science guy, says climate deniers suffer psychological delusions. Bill Nye said on Monday that climate change skeptics suffer from a psychological problem preventing them from understanding just how man-made global warming affects their daily lives. Climate change skeptics suffer from cognitive dissonance. It's a kind of psychological disorder that prevents people from recognizing reality. That's what the comedian and former TV show host told Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders during a Facebook Live event. Quote, "To the deniers out there, I want you to think about what is called cognitive dissonance. Referring to situations in which people are willing to bury their head in the sand rather than facing reality. It's up to environmentalists and everybody else to save skeptics from themselves," he added. "Instead of accepting that the climate is changing, deniers are denying the evidence and dismissing the authorities simply because they don't want to face a, quote, harsh reality." Anyway, the two climate change warriors went on to complain about how fossil fuel companies are not willing to change their ways and how it could lead to catastrophe. "I know it may not be a very popular thing to say, but the long-term implications of doing nothing about climate change are catastrophic," Nye said about what could happen if Americans don't take seriously the climate change issue. And then he goes off on Donald Trump's skepticism. And then he compares climate change deniers to, you know, cigarette companies denying that cigarettes harm people. "It's amazing to me that fossil fuel companies continue to lie and to pretend that global warming doesn't matter." Anyway, they go on and on and on about this, Kurt. Now, this Bill Nye guy is a nut to the highest order. The guy's an absolute kook. And I'm going to tell you why. Let's talk about global warming, climate change for a minute, okay? Let's just talk about it. The idea is that humans are the enemy of the planet. And the only way that you can not be an enemy of the planet is to thunk your footprint down to, quote, sustainable levels. The problem with that notion is none of these people that advocate for climate change, for global warming, for whatever you want to call it, none of these people live a life that they say would improve the planet. Al Gore flying around on jets. This Bill Nye guy, you know, I mean, he made his living as a comedian and on TV. You think you're going to fix the environment by building television sets, Bill? I don't know if you know what it takes to build a television set, but it's very, very, quote, environmentally unfriendly. Okay, TV sets, you know, destroyed every day or, you know, jettisoned every day by greedy Americans and people around the world that are living a higher life. Okay, it just creates landfill. It creates all kinds of toxins in the environment. Just to create those things is an environmental disaster. But yet this guy makes his living on the boob tube, makes his living running around. They were using a Facebook live event to get this done. How much do you think environmentally the tax would be to deal with the Facebook implications? You got to have Facebook. You got to have the servers to run the global enterprise. You got to have modern technology and computers and screens. And I mean, you're just toxins everywhere, right? But this guy, Bill Nye, basically says, you know, because of cognitive dissonance, you know, you're deranged. You're not even sane if you don't believe in global warming. And let me just stop you there for a second, Bill. I believe in climate changes. God says if we don't obey his commandments, then you know what? The weather will get rowdy. We'll have earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and all kinds of unsavory weather conditions. We realize the climate changes. If you study history, historically, the patterns do change. It gets warmer in the day and cooler at night. It cyclically happens every 24 hours. You got, you know, different seasons. You got a warming period and a cooling period. There's, you know, you can see it. It's evident. That's clear. But what's not clear is that you tie that to man causing it. That somehow your vehicle causes it. That somehow your air conditioner causes it. That somehow your television causes it. Your existence causes it. That is the lie. Okay? No one denies the climate is changing. No one denies that there are ebbs and flows in reality. What we're denying is your suppositions that are as follows. One, that man caused it. And two, if we just use governments around the world to manipulate man, to control their property and to deny them access to prosperity, then somehow you've now fixed the problem. That's the problem that we have, is your government intervention, that government knows best, and your idea that we as man created the ebbs and flows in environmental change. That's where the discussion runs off the rails. And that's where your cognitive dissonance melts down, my friend. That's where you come unhinged. Just because there are climate changes that are documentable, that doesn't mean that I caused them because I'm on the radio today. Or that your grandma caused them because she decided to upgrade and get a washing machine in her house. Or that so-and-so caused them because they take a plane ride. Okay? That's the lie. And in addition to that lie, there is no evidence or legitimacy to government being at the helm to make all the decisions. Your Pollyanna idea that if you and I ride bicycles instead of drive cars, that we don't have a quality of life, that Pollyanna idea that now somehow we've now fixed the planet, is the lie. Because then what you'll say next is, we got to do more. We got to have less children. We got to, and pretty soon what you end up with is an anti-man, anti-God agenda. That somehow the earth, that the environment is at war with God and man. And that's the lie. God is not the enemy of man. Man, if they choose to ignore God, becomes the enemy of God. That's true. But if man turns to God, the author of our liberty, and obeys his principles, we don't have a conflict between God and man. It's a lie created by Satan's minions. We also don't have a conflict between man and the environment or the earth. God gave us the earth to live on, to care for, and that we ought to do. So this idea that you create these opposing foes, that you quadruple down on your false science, that you reject the scientific method, and then use the Hegelian dialectic of opposites to say government's the only solution and I'm deranged because I don't buy your lie. You can't debate the real issues, so you just got to run around and tell everybody how deranged we are. Okay, I submit to you that you folks that are promoting global warming have psychological delusions. Al Gore talked about in his videos, etc., we wouldn't even have a planet now. Are you going to answer for that? The doomsday message, ladies and gentlemen, Americans are finding out how bogus it really is. But see, it's fake news everywhere. And it's all designed to create greater control over you and deny you life, liberty, and property, and God, family, and country. That's what it's about for these deranged people.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
With a world-spanning network of hotels and other business ventures, President Trump confronts potential conflicts of interest, unlike those faced by any of his predecessors. Shortly before last November's election, Trump and his family opened the Trump Hotel in Washington, not far from the White House. This prompted questions about how he would handle revenue generated by diplomatic and other events held at the hotel by foreign governments. Just prior to Trump's inauguration, his attorney, Sherry Dillon, promised on his behalf that any profits the hotel earned from foreign governments would be donated to the U.S. Treasury. The government of Kuwait has given President Trump an opportunity to make good on that promise. Reuters reports that the Kuwaiti government could pay up to $60,000 to President Donald Trump's hotel in Washington for a party it held on February 22nd in an early test of Trump's promise to turn over profits from such events. The embassy rented space for several hundred people to celebrate Kuwait's National Day, which had previously been commemorated at the Washington Four Seasons Hotel. Both the White House and the Trump Organization General Counsel declined to respond to a request from Reuters for comment on whether any profits from foreign government payments to the hotel have been donated. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, one last point on cognitive dissonance and intelligence. What does the word fossil fuel even mean? They say that ancient plants and animals and the remains become the fuel. All right, they say greenhouse gases generated from burning fossil fuels are the problem. That's the cause of global warming. The problem that I have with that whole idea is this. Do you really think there's enough plants and animals to create fuel as long as we've been using it? And if there is, then my next question would be, what about all the humans living? Can our bones and, you know, such provide fuel for the next generation? And if that's all true, then how do you know we're going to run out? Okay, they say fossil fuels are they're fuels formed by the natural processes. The natural processes, decomposition of dead organisms. How do we know there won't be more? How do we know there's not more that we can find of the fossil fuels? I mean, the fact is we're discovering new deposits of, quote, fossil fuels all the time, right? If that's true, how do we know we won't find another deposit somewhere? Anyway, the whole logic here is flawed, to say the least. But again, whether you agree that global warming happens or not, I agree that global warming occurs and global cooling occurs and climate change happens. Why do you wake up one day and it's sunny and you wake up another day and it's rainy? Wake up one season and it's warm, another season that it's cold. Those things happen. They're beyond debate. Where the debate comes is, does that mean that I, as a man, caused it and I'm the enemy of God and an enemy to the earth? No, that's the lie. Does that mean that government has the authority to deny me of life, liberty, and property? Or does government have obligations to protect those things for me? And if that's the proper role of government, what of that government that tries to lie and use fake science to deny me those rights? All right. Anyway, Bill Nye is the big deny guy. I think he's suffering psychological delusions to the highest order. All right, Kurt, the next lie from the mainstream press, in addition to this global warming fiasco, the next headline says this. Tech giant, quote, shoes will be smarter than humans in the next 30 years. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, shoes have been smarter than some people for quite some time, I think.
Yeah, especially this guy.
Yeah.
Eric Lieberman writes the article, Kurt. The CEO of SoftBank, that's a Japanese telecommunications company, not to mention the internet conglomerate. Anyway, it's they say that super intelligent robots will not only outnumber humans in just a few decades, but will also be much smarter. Wow. What's this guy's name? Masayoshi? Son? He also claims that more than a trillion objects, including ordinary household items, like shoes, will be, quote, connected to the Internet of Things, according to the Wall Street Journal. One of the chips in our shoes will be smarter than our entire brain. We will be less than our shoes. And we'll be stepping on them, Mr. Sun said, specifically referring to artificial intelligence, the, quote, Internet of Things. Okay, the guy's a nut, Kurt. Okay? These are the guys that right now act like we're so technologically advanced. But yet, you know what? Half the time, Siri can't even understand me. And he's telling me my shoes are going to be smarter than I am. Maybe this guy ought to go back and watch Maxwell Smart where his shoe would ring. Okay, I mean, this guy is a nut, is a kook. Do I agree there'll be robots and more automation? Yes, without question. But ladies and gentlemen, they act like we've got self-driving cars that literally work and are acceptable in society, and that's not true. Okay, your shoe, it might have some intelligence that can exceed you in certain ways. Computers are great at repetitive tasks. But the artificial intelligence reality has a long way in coming, folks. A long way. Don't you believe different. The guy's a nut, Kurt. Okay, your shoe's going to be smarter than you, and you caused global warming, you stupid idiot. What they're really trying to do is separate man from God and get us to deny our godly heritage, Kurt. God made shoes, and God made you. You idiot. And all I'm telling you is the idea that shoes are going to be smarter than us. Will my shoe be able to disable me? Or will I be able to disable my shoe? Just because it can tap into a library of information and pull things up on command, that doesn't mean that it's smarter than I am. Okay, computers don't have consciences. They don't have morals. They don't have reasoning capabilities. Oh, Sam, but that's what artificial intelligence is about, don't you know? We can teach the computer to reason. Uh-huh. And will the creation be greater than the creator, you lying, dishonest thugs? Let me say it again. Will the creation be greater than the creator? If God created man, we'll never be greater than God. If man created computer, computer will never be greater than man. This is a fundamental reality. And these people are so ignorant, they can't comprehend this, Kurt. Any thoughts on this?
Well, it's just one more of that same old things about he who owns the media makes the rules. Whatever you're going to choose to focus on or choose to, you know, like the previous story about the fossil fuels, when, you know, that's been debunked over and over, and yet we still get told that. You know, it reminds you of the whole separation of church and state thing where they tell us that is the way it is, and it's not in there. I mean, anytime the media wants to, they can point out the wrong thing from the story. They can take Amen. The wrong approach, and that's what's going on again.
Now, they say the average person has an IQ of about 100, Kurt. The smartest people, the geniuses, have an IQ of around 200. But you know, Kurt, these computers are going to have a real high IQ. Now, here's why I say these people are idiots, Kurt. You ready?
Yeah.
Can a human hack a computer, Kurt?
Yes.
So for a computer to become smarter than us, it would have to become unhackable.
Good point.
But I got a question. Who would create the code to make a computer unhackable?
That would be the human.
The stupid human with an IQ of about 100. A dumb idiot running around that's not a genius. He's not super brilliant. He's just an idiot. See, do you see the flaw in their logic, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, Sam, but remember, these people don't understand logic. You know what I mean?
Well, Sam, a computer, once you program it, then it can learn. Can it learn beyond its bounds of its program? Oh, yes, Sam, it can teach itself. It can take the program and it can reprogram itself. And then my question would be, can it program itself into a corner? Maybe computer folks understand this, the rest don't. But can a computer program that's artificially intelligent program itself into a corner? In other words, can it write a program that eventually gets it confused or gets it cornered in a way that it can't get out or that it can't solve the problem? Is that possible? Oh, no, Sam, they're too smart. I see. And how would they be that smart? Where would they get the knowledge? Where would they get the understanding? Could I insert a fly in the ointment, Kurt? Could I hack in and somehow just inject a couple of lines of code that could derail the whole thing? What if I somehow disable the electricity to these things? Man created electricity. That's what allows the computer to run. Can man take away electricity, Kurt? If they can, what's going to happen to that brilliant bot, if you will? That bot that has an IQ that exceeds all of us put together. What's it going to do then? Oh, well, don't worry, Sam. It can generate its own electricity and tap into its own electricity. You can never stop it from grid access. They don't even have grid all over the planet, Kurt. In fact, half the places I go, my stupid cell phone battery goes dead, and I'm supposedly right in the middle of the grid. What gives of that? So these people that can't get a driving vehicle on the road that's automated, they say they can. They do kind of. Will the humans, will the stupid humans even ever let self-driving vehicles get on the road, or will it just be too caught up in governmental red tape? It's just amazing how we can't logic through this stuff. This is Liberty Roundtable Live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things, because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped, and having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
A lady by the name of Annie Carney writes an interesting article headlined, "The new White House staff may have more access to the president than any in modern history." Wow. Then they go on and they talk about what are called, quote, walk-in privileges. When they want to talk to Trump, they just simply stroll into the Oval Office. No appointment needed. They can just pop their head in and say, "Hey, Don." You know. But there's more Trump aides that have permission to pop into the Oval Office and talk to Donald Trump than any other president in modern history. Okay, Barack Obama and others kept folks at bay. But Trump may have upset the Oval Office's protocol. The list of aides with walk-in privileges are more than ever. You're talking about strategist Steve Bannon, Stephen Miller, Priebus, Jared Kushner, Counselor Kellyanne Conway. All kinds of people have, quote, walk-in rights. And I guess Sean Spicer, often accompanied by Priebus, is another regular visitor to the Oval Office. Now, believe it or not, the wider staff, all they got to do is check with the assistant to the president, and they can get permission to come in, too. One White House staffer said, "I've asked for permission on several legitimate occasions, and I've never been told no." There's no formal list of who's allowed in or not. Many of the aides with free access talk about it as a way of signaling influence with their boss. Some were not willing to report on the record, but said that the president likes to be accessible, including with his staff, and he likes to do that, and he will continue to do that. In other words, no single person controls the flow of information to the president. Now, they say it might create mayhem. He's got a short attention span and indecision, or sometimes indecision, other times instinctive decision-making. I believe in a strong chief of staff model. Anyway, the bottom line is now the Republicans are all downing the Donald for being accessible, Kurt.
Well, Sam, and one of the other things that they're in the story that I read about it is they point out this, there's a person named Omarosa, and I'm sure I said that wrong because it's probably not Spanish. You know, but
then why aren't you just saying Omarosa?
Well, it's spelled O-M-A-R-O-S-A.
Omarosa.
Omarosa. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway.
That's how it is in America.
And her last
name
is. Okay.
This is
America. And her last name. Yes, it is. And her last name is M-A-N-I-G-A-U-L-T. Is that Monigault? Anyway, but the bottom line is this lady is a black person, Sam. And she,
how's that working
according
for a racist?
To this, well, I don't know, Sam. I mean, she's basically, it
Carte
says
blanche?
In this, Yeah, I mean, it says when this lady, Omarosa is what I'd say, Manigault, the former celebrity apprentice, needs to talk to President Donald Trump, she simply strolls into the Oval Office. I mean, imagine a white racist guy like Trump letting a black woman just walk in whenever she wants, Sam. But, of course, the media doesn't really focus on that. I mean, it's just what they want to tell you.
Why don't they admit the truth?
Trump basically has no, I guess you could say, it's almost like trailer trash has taken over the White House.
Well, you know what they'll say,
though. Of course, he's a billionaire. But
they'll just say this is the token black on staff, to quote
criticism. Oh, okay. That's what it is. Anyway, I just found it interesting.
Well,
I mean,
and what happens in this article, it explains that Donald Trump explained his open door policy in his book, Art of the Deal, right on the first pages, yeah, where he explains that I'm different than most. I have an open door policy. I don't want to limit the information that I get. And then they contrast that with Barack Hussein's plan. The only pecking order for Barack was that, you know, if Barack went out of his office and hunted somebody down, then, you know, they could kind of interact with him. Otherwise, it was like, uh-uh. Whereas Donald's the opposite. He says, I encourage people to come to me. I want as much information as I can get. Imagine a guy like that, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Accept an input from black people and white people, and he doesn't even question their IQ or anything. He'd probably let a shoe come in before anybody else, though, pretty soon. Because they'd be the most intelligent ones on the block, you know?
Good point.
What a weird deal.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. They say it's unbelievable, Kurt. Yeah. Washington State Supreme Court says that florists must participate in same-sex ceremonies. Did you see this?
I didn't, but I'm not surprised, from coming from Washington State.
Yeah. Stories posted by Peter Hassan. And he basically documents that this is what the court really said. I mean, it's nuts on parade, folks. A Christian florist violated anti-discrimination laws when she declined to provide floral arrangements. For a long time, customers, quote, same-sex wedding ceremony. The Washington State Supreme Court ruled, affirming a lower court's ruling. They must participate. Your marriage beliefs about marriage between a man and a woman are out. Now they're going to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. We're completely disappointed with today's ruling. The senior court attorney's comments related to this said it's unbelievable to think that a small business owner and creative professional who respects everyone who walks through their shop doors stands to lose all that she owns, her retirement, everything, for simply declining to create one expression for an event that violated her conscience. All Americans should be free to speak, act, and live consistent with their convictions without reservation, without, quote, government punishment. There you have it. In fact, this person created flower arrangements for this same-sex person oftentimes, but when it came to the wedding, just didn't feel like they could participate. There you have it. One other time, he wanted a message put on there, and she said, I can't put that message. I guess they're saying that there's some damages. Two other florists were willing to produce the arrangement for them. There you have it, Kurt. Do you want to respond to this at all?
Well, you know, it's just, I mean, it's the same old stuff. Here they are, the same pro-choice people that tell us that when we say we're pro-life, you know, they want to be pro-choice and killing babies, and they want to, you know, say that they can choose that And then if we want to choose to not make a cake for somebody, hey, they want to force us to make a cake for somebody.
And it's interesting, know, this same woman's body, that if she's going to murder her baby, then they say it's all about choice. She has the right to do with her body what she wants. But then when they say, we demand you move your body to make a floral arrangement, she's like, I don't want to do that because it violates my conscience. Then they're saying, you must by force move your body to do that.
Yep, that's exactly right.
How does that all work? Maybe if we can ask the shoe. You know what I mean? Then we can understand because our IQs are kind of low. And we just can't figure it out. That's the problem.
You know, I found out some more interesting information, at least according to Wikipedia, on this Omarosa lady. Because O-M-A-R would be Omar, right? And then
no, man, it's Rosa. A girl. It's a woman, Kurt.
Well, I know, but Omar. That's the whole name. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, this lady, here she is. She's been,
this
you
Trump
know,
supporter
she first
black
got to
lady.
Know.
I thought
well,
there
yeah,
wasn't
that's,
any of those.
That's basically anyway. In the White House. I mean, she's just got White House access. You can walk right into the Oval Office. And
do
she,
they even let black people into the White House, Kurt?
And she, Sam, she, this lady is basically, you know, she's had all this experience on a Celebrity Apprentice that I never watched or anything, and all this other stuff. And basically, she's also a preacher, Sam. I mean, I didn't know that.
Well,
she's
busting
got
out
her
the
own
religion, too.
Preacher's license.
See, is a black religious lady allowed in the White House, Kurt?
I mean, and then she's really smart. She's got her degrees and all this kind of stuff.
But her high heels are smarter than she is.
The problem is she just doesn't fit because she, I guess she's a Republican, Sam. And they're supposed to be all, you know, kind of Jesse Jackson types, aren't they? If they're black.
Well, she's Mrs. Uncle Tom is all.
Good point, Sam.
See, that's how it is. You know, good for her. Good for Donald Trump having more access than others. Good for America. Good for religious people standing up and getting involved. Good for Americans standing together for solutions. Good for we the people, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Please support us in every way possible, including financial. Would be grateful if you would. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.